This morning's reading is chapter 15 from the first prophecy to the Americas on the new sun. A solar age has dawned upon the earth, and its effects are only now being felt by all living things. And I say unto you, O child of the earth, that all living things shall change from the energies radiated. And the change shall occur within the flesh of man, within the framework of his form. For all men and women are miniature suns and star systems connected to the greater suns and stars of the universe. And the energy thereof is filled with the intelligence of God. And man shall experience an alteration of being. And man's consciousness shall be altered thereof. And in the solar age come upon the world, man shall use the energy of the sun directly, as he has used the energy thereof locked up within the matter of the earth. And the intelligence to be released by the use of solar energy shall press upon man, mold him, and speak to him in a way his material ear cannot hear. And a second part of man, his body and being of light, shall awaken and stir and envelop man in a brilliant display. And the light body shall shrivel up the material body, and the mind shall shine forth as a sun. And man shall think new thoughts. And the mutation of the form and being of man shall cause a new species to walk upon the earth. And time and space and dimension shall have changed, and man shall journey to the sun and the stars. And men and women of light shall multiply and explore new worlds that are presently beyond the range of their senses. And men and women of light shall see time in a different light, and space in a different light, and dimensions in a different light. Such people the world has never seen since the creation. And those of science shall know that man is a glorified being who walks with God. And great beauty and happiness and peace shall come to humankind through this new form and being and consciousness. And God shall merge with men and women of light, and men and women of darkness shall be swallowed up as if by a giant whale to be taken to the deep regions of the sea. And men and women of light shall see everlasting light and shall never sleep or see darkness again.